This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
On great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, by the Wounded Warrior Project, and by Ondas Holdings, LLC.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and man, this is going to be great. We've told you about this before, the Next Verse Global Music Movement. And this, of course, a huge effort to benefit 100 billion meals. It's inspired by the 40th anniversary. I can't believe it's 40 years of We Are the World, the Next Verse initiative led by Tony Robbins and legendary Grammy producer Jimmy Jam, with 31 top 10 hits in the UK, 41 in the US, five-time Grammy Award winner. Jimmy Jam is with us. Jimmy, how are you?
I'm wonderful, man. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. We talked to a couple of people involved in this effort here over the past week or so, and this was inspired by Tony Robbins, motivational speaker, so much more, and his wife, right?
Yes. Tony had the idea of, you know, he saw, as we recognize the 40th anniversary of We Are the World, but also Live Aid, the power that music has to change the world and not only raise funds, but also raise awareness and raise spirits in people. And he reached out to us to see if we would be interested in writing a song for that. And we had the idea, well, We Are the World was wonderful because you could watch everybody in the video, you could buy the record and all of those things. But we live in a world now where people are their own creatives. You know, people right. have recording studios in their laptops. They have iPhones where they can make their own videos. So what if we make something where we'll create the foundation of what it is, but then people will be able to make it their own, adding their own lyrics to it, doing dances to it, doing different versions of it, you know, a rap version or a country version or a R&B version or whatever. And so that's kind of been the basis of the song. And then the idea will that it will become a living, breathing gift, hopefully for change, or a motivation thing for change to happen. So that's sort of the idea.
That's a big idea. It's a big idea. We're talking to Jimmy Jam here on the National Defense, and the big, huge idea to benefit 100 billion meals, the Next Verse event. And I want to tell people where they can do this. If you want to submit a verse, you just go to 100billionmeals.org/the-next-verse-song. And you can start that process. But I think it's so cool that you're involving so many people in this. I would imagine, Jimmy, it wasn't too tough to talk your talented musical friends into this.
No, actually, everybody was really into doing it. And, you know, the other thing I will say, if you think about We Are the World, there was a kind of a moment where it was the American Music Awards. So everybody was in town in the same place. And really that night after the awards, they all went to the studio and recorded. Nowadays, once again, you have people traveling all around the world, but because of the technology you have, like Zoom and different things like that,
sure,
you're able to get people, you know, in other places at other times. So obviously it's the holiday season, so everybody's busy doing their own thing, but we tried to make it, once again, interactive on the artist side of things, where people can, you know, tune in from different places, or can jump on from different places, or send files back and forth, where they don't all have to be in the studio at the same time. And we did an event yesterday where, yes, everybody was in the studio at the same time, as many people as we could get, but then we also had people on Zoom from different places. So yeah, it allows us to do, the technology now today allows us to do a lot of things we never could do. And so I literally was getting phone calls and I was getting FaceTimes and all that from different people going, hey, can I add something to it? It's like, yeah, yeah, just send me your file and, you know, I'll insert it in. So my job is just really, I'm just putting a puzzle together. Everybody's sending me different pieces, and hopefully we'll assemble it in a way that people will enjoy the finished result.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we're talking about people like Dr. Dre and Janet Jackson, Pitbull, Andrea Bocelli. I mean, you've got some huge names as a part of this effort. And, yeah, it's probably a lot like herding cats at some point, right?
Herding cats is exactly the analogy that Lionel Richie used when I spoke to him about it. He's not a public face for it, but I will say, and I guess I'm not to make it public, but he behind the scenes has really been advising us on this.
Oh, that's cool, because he was such a big part of the original.
Exactly. But he's able to really kind of, you know, foreshadow things that we were going to experience doing this, you know, the pitfalls, the great things, and all of those. But he's been instrumental behind the scenes in such a cool way for us. And so, yeah, so we definitely have some good mentorship, I guess we'll call it, that makes it a little bit easier to do. But, yes, the herding cat analogy is definitely what this is like. And all artists are different.
Yeah,
all artists
right,
are different.
Right,
some
right.
Artists are just... Some just jump in, they're ready to go, let's go. And the other artists are like, wait, I need to know more about, you know,
right,
what it is exactly. And so somewhere in between there, you try to make everybody comfortable as best you can.
Well, and I remember the original, Jimmy. I remember, you know, when We Are the World, when that session happened 40 years ago, and the very famous Check Your Ego at the Door that was posted for everybody. And you got to kind of get to that point, I guess, you know, where you just say, listen, we're here to do the work, and everybody do the best you can, and we'll take it from there, right?
Yeah, and you know, the difference, one of the differences between today and back then was that everybody had very defined roles. So if you had, you know, you had a producer in Quincy Jones who produced records, that's what he did. And then you had, you know, artists that were, you know, singers, and some of them were musicians, but this case, they were just there to sing, you know, and the song was already done. And nowadays you have where everybody's basically a producer, because, you know, you have a laptop and you have,
right,
you don't have to go to a recording studio to make music. My partner Terry always likes to say, it's like, you know, people used to go to the football game to watch football. Now everybody wants to be on the field, and they can do it, you know, in many
right,
ways. So
right,
that's the difference now. And so, but it, for me, I like the idea of it just simply because there's people that would love to contribute that don't sing, but they're great writers, let's say, you know. And I had, I'll give you one example. It was Desmond Child, who you may not know the name, but he's a songwriter.
I do know that name. Yeah.
Okay. So Desmond Child, who writes for Ricky Martin, Livin' La Vida Loca, writes for Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer. So when I asked him, would he get involved and write some lyrics? And he not only wrote the lyrics, but then he said, I'm going to talk to John Bon Jovi, and maybe these are the lyrics he can sing. I'm going to get Ricky Martin. Maybe these are the lyrics he can sing. So what happens is there's a whole creative community besides the stars that will be kind of the front-facing thing, but there's this whole kind of underground writing community that's helping to form this that I love, that I can call upon, but also give the artist a comfort zone where, oh, no, this is the guy that writes for you or the girl that writes for you. Great, let's use them to write your verses, what you
want
to do.
Oh, that's cool.
You know, so
that's cool.
It's all working out very cool.
Hey, let me tell you about our friends at Norwegian Cruise Line. They truly are a military-friendly company. They have a military appreciation program that was created for veterans, by veterans, with a mission to deliver amazing vacations for active-duty military, veterans, and their families. The program includes a 10% discount off all cruises, plus special onboard experiences, and is combinable with current NCL promotions. So military families can get the most out of their R&R at the best value. Register today at ncl.com/military. Norwegian Cruise Line, ships registry the Bahamas and USA. Restrictions apply.
Ford was built on the belief that the world doesn't get to decide what you're capable of. You do. So ask yourself, can you or can't you? Can you load up a Ford F-150 and build your dream with sweat and steel? Can you chase thrills and conquer curves in a Mustang? Can you take a Bronco to where the map ends and adventure begins? Whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. Ready, set, Ford.
You know, for me, it's crucial to be connected to loved ones. And as a veteran, you appreciate T-Mobile making it easy for all of us. With exclusive discounts for military and veteran families on wireless plans, those who serve save with T-Mobile. Military families save up to $720 a year. Plus, you'll be on the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test. Just head to T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. Savings with four lines compared to regular pricing on experience plans.
Since 2003, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post 9/11 veterans adjust back to civilian life. Through specialized programs, they begin healing their bodies and minds while regaining a sense of camaraderie. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Every town's got its heroes. Veterans, firefighters, EMTs, police officers. The folks who show up when it matters most. Tractor Supply calls them hometown heroes. Verified hometown heroes receive exclusive Neighbors Club perks like 2% back on every purchase, free trailer rentals, same day delivery, and special discounts on hero holidays like July 4th and Veterans Day. It's easy to join. Just sign up for Neighbors Club and verify through ID.me. The benefits kick in automatically. Learn more at tractorsupply.com/hometownheroes.
Right now at the Home Depot, shop appliance savings and get up to 40% off select appliances like Samsung. Upgrade your kitchen with the Samsung Bespoke 4-Door Refrigerator. Now featuring the dual auto ice maker with sphere ice, only at the Home Depot. You'll have perfectly chilled drinks for every gathering. Shop appliance savings now at the Home Depot. Offer valid December 11th through January 1st. U.S. only. See store online for details.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
We're talking to Jimmy Jam here on the National Defense. Yeah, you mentioned your partner, Terry Lewis. And you guys have written so many great songs. Nasty, Janet Jackson, You Remind Me for Usher, On Bended Knee. Is there anything in your career, Jimmy, that stands out where you would go, okay, that's the one I want to be remembered for?
You know, that's a great way to ask the question. Because many times people will say, what's your favorite song?
Right.
And favorite is tough because there can be favorite for so many reasons. It could be the success of the song. It could be the experience of making the song and all of that. The way you ask it is the perfect thing. So my analogy always is if there was a song in a time capsule, and 100 years from now, whoever, the aliens maybe come down and they open the time capsule, what would be the song that would play? And for us, there would be one song, we call it 1 and 1A. Number one for us would be a song called Optimistic by the Sounds of Blackness, because that record was, you know, first of all, it was a big success as a record. It was a number one record, and there hadn't been a gospel record number one, I think, in 20 years at that point in time.
Oh, wow.
So that was pretty cool. But also, it was one of those songs that when people heard it, it made them, to this day, people talk about, man, that song got me through college, or that song got me through a really bad time, or that. So that's, to me, the power of music. The second song would be Yolanda Adams' Open My Heart.
Mm.
And that song, once again, for the same sort of reasons, people always say, I always listen to that song, and it just brings tears to my eyes, and that. And it was one of those songs that wasn't an instant, you know, it wasn't the instant hit type of song. It was just one of those kind of third single. We had to call the record company and go, why don't you put this song out, you know? And they finally did, and once they did, it kind of took off and won a Grammy and won, you know, all kinds of awards and stuff. So, but yeah, those would be the songs, if you want to say what would we want to be remembered for. Those two songs kind of sum up a lot about Terry and myself.
Well, thank you for that answer, Jimmy, and I appreciate that so much, because you didn't go to the, you know, immediate, this thing, it was number one for 16 weeks, and, you know, it won 5 Grammys. So, no, I greatly appreciate that. And, you know, the music business, you've been in it, long enough to see so many different changes, and we talk to people all the time about how records are made these days, how record labels view artists. What is your long viewpoint of the music business from when you started in it and where it is today? Is it, and the analogy that I use sometimes about radio is that exactly what you were saying about, you know, most people go to a football game, they used to go to watch football, now they want to be in the game. Well, it's like podcasts, right? I mean, it used to be a select group to have a radio show, but now everybody has a radio show, and it's so easy to do. Is that kind of what you look at, or how you feel about music?
Yeah, the radio and podcast analogy is a perfect one. Because, yes, it means that everybody can do it. So the good side of that, of course, is there's people who wouldn't normally have the opportunity, who are maybe very talented at what they do, and now they get the actual opportunity to do it. But it also means a bunch of people who have no talent also get the opportunity to do it.
And, back to my podcast analogy.
Yes. So there's a lot to sift through there. And musically, it's the same way. I mean, I think I can't remember what the number was. It was 100,000 uploads a day to Spotify or something like that.
Wow.
It doesn't mean that there's still not good music, but it does mean that it makes it a little bit harder to find. And I think, to me, radio, at the best of radio, is always a curation system where you know, because a certain, you know, this jockey is playing a song or that, you remember not only the song, but you also remember who was the person that introduced you to it.
That's good.
And I think that's really important. I've been talking to a couple of people about, because when I was young, I wanted to be a radio DJ.
Is that right?
I actually did some DJing back in Minneapolis in the old days. So I love the idea of that, but I say to them that when the people that I have meetings with, and they go, well, what would your playlist be? And I say, no, give me your playlist, and then I'll tell you why each song is significant, how they meet, and there will be a story behind it, and it will be informed listening. And if I do my job in the right way, when you hear a song, because of a little story, a little tidbit you know about it, you're going to hear that song in a whole different way.
Wow.
And that to me is the value of it. I mean, think about like back in the day when Casey Kasem did the Countin'.
Absolutely.
There was always a little story before he played the song. There was always a little story about it. And it just made it more interesting to hear the song. And I think that's the role that radio continues to play in such an important way.
Keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
That's right.
Casey Kasem was the best. And we should let people know, too, that Stream the World premiere on Christmas Day across all the streaming platforms. And this is such a great idea. I honestly did not know about the 100 Billion Meals Challenge, co-founded by Tony Robbins. And I'm of course, very happy about it. But at the same time, it's amazing to me that people still in the United States of America go hungry. Does that boggle your mind?
It does. And I mean, you know, there's different statistics that talk about that, you know, if hunger was a country, it would be the third most populated country.
Oh, wow. You
think about the numbers.
Wow.
Of people that are starving. And it's probably, I think we were at 67. I can't remember what the numbers are. I don't have them in front of me. But it's tripled over the last decade. Probably. So we're in a much worse place now. And not only around the world, because, you know, think about USA for Africa, which was where the world, that was kind of what they were doing. Nowadays, you know, 20%, I will say, of all the money gets raised by 100 billion meals will stay right here in the U.S. Because obviously it's hunger is a worldwide thing.
Sure, absolutely.
But, you know, in the U.S., with the SNAP cuts and all kinds of different food insecurity issues, it's important that happens, that the money, some of the money stays in the U.S. But also, there's a situation where we're aligned with six different food charities. So the idea is not only would it be the food drops that you see, you know, in Sudan or Gaza and those types of things, but it's also your local food shelves where help is needed. And hopefully amongst those six different organizations, we're hitting the right people at the right time. And the holiday season is the time where I think it is the season of giving. So hopefully people will give. And if you go to the website, you know, you can make a $10 donation. That buys 44 meals.
Oh, wow.
So this, your $10 donation is 44 meals. And it's at a price point, hopefully, that everybody feels like they can give and be a part of it and be a participant in it.
Wow. Yeah, well, and you're preaching to the choir here, Jimmy, because our audience is mainly active duty military veterans and their families. And I mean, it's such a problem. Food insecurity on base, off base. It's just a huge problem in the military. And it's just great that you guys are doing this and addressing this at 100billionmeals.org. Jimmy, thank you for the time, man. Great to talk to you. I really appreciate the time.
I appreciate talking to you, and more so I appreciate what you're doing and spreading the word to all our veterans around the world who are keeping us safe. And I just want to wish them and their families just the happiest of holidays and thank them for allowing us to do and make music the way that we do it.
Oh man, thank you so much for providing the soundtrack for every single. I mean, music has been a part of the military for so long, and it's just been so great to spread that around. Thank you so much. We'll be right back here on the National.
While the holiday season can be hectic, finding the right gift doesn't have to be. In fact, the perfect holiday gift can be found at your local jeweler's. Amanda Gizzi with Jewelers of America explains.
Jewelry is more than a gift. It's a symbol of love and a physical connection to memories. Unlike fast fashion and other such gifts, jewelry endures for generations, ensuring it can be treasured not just today, but for years to come. Top gifts this year are gold earrings, silver bracelets, and everyday diamond jewelry.
What else should we know?
The most important step is to shop with a reputable jeweler, like someone who's a member of Jewelers of America. They'll help you find the perfect gift for your loved ones and help bring the sparkle back to gift giving.
For more information and to find a jeweler near you, visit jewelers.org. That's jewelers.org. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights. Open on select dates now through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights. Plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, model trains, and more. Upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Turtle Bay members save $5 per ticket. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at gormancomplaw.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on, talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And hey, everybody. Michael Damian is back on the radio with music. And he's here with us on the National Defense. Michael Damian, I've been playing your songs all over the radio for years, man.
Oh, thank you so much, and thanks for having me back again. You're awesome. Most people don't let me back on their show twice in one year.
Well, you know,
you were on once.
There was a, there's a time reference there because we're only allowed to have you, every so many years, and so you're back on, and you got a new, Christmas song. Which, by the way, you haven't lost anything. I mean, this Christmas song, "Reach Out to Me This Christmas," and the video is out, the song is out everywhere, and all the streaming platforms. What a great song. What a great message. And it's written by Tom and Larry Weir from Studio City Sound, who you have been with these guys forever, right?
Well, yeah. Well, they're Grammy Award winning producer writers, and they just also happen to be my brothers. So,
I didn't know that.
Well, what happened was my full name is Michael Damian Weir. And when I went solo, we had to come up with some concept. And so my brothers were like, well, just use your middle name. And I was like, okay, well, all right, let's do that. And then, you know, I gave it to my first big interview was Tiger Beat Magazine. And once they printed me as Michael Damian, I couldn't go back. You know, I was like, okay, well, I'm stuck as my first and middle name. So, but yeah, they're great guys. I love my brothers, work with them. I've worked with them my whole life, and I owe so much to them. And you know, and I mean, we're
even back to the Young and Restless days. I mean, when you Danny Romolotti, and they were writing music for Danny Romolotti, your character.
Well, yeah, they were on the show with me. They were my band on Young and the Restless. And we're still doing it. In fact, you know, we wrote a song called Let Me Into Your Heart, that's climbing the charts. I think it's it was way up there on the charts. I performed that on Young and the Restless just last month. So that really worked out well. And now we've got the Christmas song that we're so excited about. And, it just warms my heart that people are adding it to their Christmas playlist.
Yeah, we're talking to a Grammy-nominated multi-gold recording artist, Michael Damian, here on the National Defense. What is it about you guys that were heartthrobs and are? I just interviewed Donny Osmond and Sean Cassidy, who are both touring.
I love them both. They're both the best.
And just the nicest guys. I mean, you know, just the nicest guys. And you guys have had such storied careers. And just kind of back to Young and the Restless for just a second. Michael, if you will.
Sure.
So I'm sure that you knew Tony Geary, right? Luke and Laura.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I mean, just
that's painful losing him, and you know, a soap opera icon and a great guy, and
still holds the record.
Man.
Still holds the record for the Luke and Laura wedding at 30 million people watching that thing. So.
Yeah.
Incredible. That's kind of a magical time, you know, in history in terms of TV.
Our hearts and prayers go out to his family and friends and loved ones and his partner. It's just very sad, but what a great guy.
And you know, that's some of what you're talking about is the message of this song, Reach Out to Me This Christmas, because it resonates with our audience for sure, Michael, because it's active duty military veterans and their families, and they're separated, but even when they're not deployed, though, even when they come back, we talk about it all the time, your battle buddies, you got to reach out. You got to reach out and make sure that you're doing okay. You got to make contact, and that's so important, right?
Absolutely, and that really truly is the heart and soul of this song. And you know, of course, first off, I want to just big shout out and all my love to the men and women of the military, and thank you so much for keeping us safe. We love you guys, and just you're amazing. But it's really that really is what the song is all about. Reach out to that loved one, that someone special, that maybe someone you might have had a falling out with. This is the perfect time to make that connection or reconnect. Just make that call, send that letter, start with a text if you will. And you know, sometimes you just get busy and you kind of forget.
Right.
So I've been making lists, and you know, like a Christmas list, and just, hey, don't forget to call, and reminder to call this friend or this, you know, person I haven't talked to in a long time. And you know, it's the perfect time, and it's the perfect icebreaker. So I definitely hope this song, you know, speaks to you and inspires you to make that call to that special someone.
Yeah, and you know, it doesn't have to be anything profound, right? I mean, it just has to be, hey, I'm here.
Thinking about you, that's
right.
It.
Right.
Hi.
Yeah, and that just means so much sometimes, and it could mean a lot more than you even think, you know.
Absolutely.
Depending on where that person is in their life.
Yes. I think it's incredible. It's incredibly powerful. So definitely reach out this Christmas to that special someone you know, and make that call or text or go visit or whatever it is. You know, it's a great time.
It's a cool song. Reach Out to Me This Christmas.
Thank you.
It's hard to, you know, you talk about a category that's a little tough to bust into, are Christmas songs, right? Christmas songs that actually make a difference, and Christmas songs that break through. But this is definitely one of those. And
thank you.
Just such a great job. Are you touring right now, Michael?
No, but I would love, I'm working on an album, a full album, and I plan to release it in 2026. And that would be the start of hopefully, you know, some shows. Maybe we could do something, you know, next summer.
It'd be so cool.
Yeah, it'd be fantastic.
It'd be so cool.
Yeah, I'd love to. I haven't played in a long time on tour, and I'd love to get back on the road. It'd be great.
Yeah. And would you like to get back on the road? You know, I was talking to Sean Cassidy about that. He said the last time he performed was at a stadium in Boston in front of, I think, you know, what, 50, 60,000 people in, wow, in 1980-something. And so he just started again. But, I mean, that is kind of grueling, right?
Well, you know, we could do a limited tour. You don't have to do the full 200 show, you know,
right,
event. You could do the mini tour. But you know, it's really funny. You mentioned Sean. I saw Sean Cassidy. He's very inspirational to me. I was 15 years old and I saw him at the Greek Theater, and I was like, that guy, man, that's what I want to be doing, that, you know?
Wow.
So he was a big inspiration. And Donnie Osmond is a good friend. And, Donnie called me way back when. I did Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dream Coat on Broadway for a couple of years.
As did Donnie, right?
Well, Donnie was in Chicago and in Minneapolis. And then, so he called me one time. He's like, I need to take a break. And I just finished 2 years of the show. And so I went and subbed for him in Chicago.
Oh, wow.
And, it was fun. Yeah, I did it a few times for him. It was great. I loved, you know, getting back up and putting on my Technicolor dream coat. It was awesome.
That had to be kind of cool for the audience. You know, okay, Donnie's not here, but wait a minute. Michael Damian? That'd be kind of a cool deal. What are you doing for Christmas?
Well, I'm gonna fly back. I'm actually gonna pop back into LA. I'm in Park City right now, but I'm gonna head back to LA, shoot Young and the Restless, do some more work on the show, and then they shut down for the year, and then I'll come back up here and spend it with the family and friends in snow and just, you know, do all that fun stuff and that all Christmassy stuff, put on some Christmas sweaters. I'm very nostalgic. I've got a lot of decorations already up. I put the lights up. I did my full Chevy Chase.
You got to.
You know what I did this time? What? Hey, I'm very proud of myself. By the way, I'm using that line. Figure skaters use it, so I can use it. So, What it is, last year I said, I am not going to, when I take these lights down, I'm going to organize them. And you know what? It really pays.
Wow.
So I had it all set. I had the upstairs balcony. I had the downstairs balcony marked. I had them all organized. It was really,
wow.
It worked out really well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Year before, not so good.
Well,
oh my God.
I say that every year. I say, okay, this year I'm going to organize, and I never do it. But that is the way to go for sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, Michael, listen.
Write letters to yourself where everything goes.
Yeah. Well, I'm a big fan of VR reminders that you just have.
Yes.
You put out somewhere. You know, you got to have a visual reminder to
absolutely
remind yourself. Hey, great talking to you, Michael. Have a great Christmas, and congratulations on a great new song. Reach Out to Me this Christmas, out right now on every streaming platform, and we'll be right back here on the National Defense. You know, for me, it's crucial to be connected to loved ones. And as a veteran, you appreciate T-Mobile making it easy for all of us. With exclusive discounts for military and veteran families on wireless plans, those who serve save with T-Mobile. Military families save up to $720 a year. Plus, you'll be on the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test. Just head to T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. Savings with four lines compared to regular pricing on experience plans.
Pros don't just show up. They prove how it's done, with precision and without shortcuts. Makita tools are built the same way, with a dedication to lasting quality, trusted performance, and results that reward your effort year after year. When the job calls for the best, call on Makita. Built to be the best. Available at the Home Depot.
Ondas Autonomous Systems is the U.S. leader in drones and autonomous systems for national and international defense, homeland security, law enforcement, and emergency responders. The company's best-in-class AI-driven drone platforms are deployed globally to protect and secure sensitive locations, populations, and critical infrastructure. Ondas is dedicated to supporting our military, providing a layer of security and safety for our troops, both at home and on the front lines. To learn more about their mission, their technologies, or careers at Ondas, visit ondas.com.
Ford was built on the belief that the world doesn't get to decide what you're capable of. You do. So ask yourself, can you or can't you? Can you load up a Ford F-150 and build your dream with sweat and steel? Can you chase thrills and conquer curves in a Mustang? Can you take a Bronco to where the map ends and adventure begins? Whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. Ready, set, Ford.
Every town's got its heroes. Veterans, firefighters, EMTs, police officers. The folks who show up when it matters most. Tractor Supply calls them hometown heroes. Verified hometown heroes receive exclusive Neighbors Club perks like 2% back on every purchase, free trailer rentals, same day delivery, and special discounts on hero holidays like July 4th and Veterans Day. It's easy to join. Just sign up for Neighbors Club and verify through ID.me. The benefits kick in automatically. Learn more at TractorSupply.com/hometownheroes.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
My ocean delay,
So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
I got polio, and it was a killing epidemic. And
yeah,
so I was in Bellevue as a ward of the state of New York. I was part of Jonas Salk's experiment, actually, for the Salk vaccine that finally cured it. So, I mean, it was a great experience. It opened up my eyes to what the world is really like. And I got out of there when I was 12 and just hit the road.
And, man, when you hit the road, you hit the road with Frank Costello. And let's talk about that a little bit, because that's the first guy you really worked for, right?
Well, I'm sitting in his apartment. When he died, he left it to me. I have 2,700 square foot on 61st Street, New York.
Wow.
Which I could never even afford. My dining room sits 16 people while I'm moving a chair.
Wow. That is incredible. And, you know, we're based in Kansas City, Missouri. And I know that.
Oh, wow. I love Kansas City.
Well, and talk about a mob town in its day.
No kidding. The Savellas. I was close to the Savellas.
Oh, sure. Sure. Absolutely. The Savellas, the...
They were very instrumental. I borrowed $72 million from the Teamsters Fund, and they were running it for Frank Fitzsimmons as when Hoffa was in jail.
Wow.
Did you know that?
No, I did not know that. Wow.
If you wanted to get a loan, you had to go to Kansas City.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Now, that's history.
Yeah, right.
The whole Teamsters pension fund built Las Vegas.
Wow. We're talking to Gianni Russo here on the National Defense, his new book, Mafia Secrets. And when I look at some of the chapters in this book, especially the one about Marilyn Monroe and the murder of Marilyn Monroe, talk about that a little bit.
Well, you know, it's funny that you brought that up, because this book came out November 25th, and James Patterson, who's accredited
sure.
author,
been on the show many 67, times,
67 bestsellers, he came out with a book simultaneously that says The Last Days of Marilyn Monroe. So he's certifying what I have in Mafia Secrets. Now, who could you have better than that to certify what I've taken along?
Yeah, that's a pretty good validation.
Yeah. And basically, you know, I said it 63 years ago, because I was with Marilyn at Cal Neva that last weekend of her life. That was on, I remember vividly, it was July 28, 1962. And then she was found dead on August 4th.
Wow.
And Bobby Kennedy killed her. And I said it then, and I'm saying it again.
Wow.
And now James Patterson saying it in the book.
Wow, that's incredible. We're talking to Gianni Russo here in the National Defense. And I also love the chapter about tour of bosses, especially the guy you met in Las Vegas, Mr. Entertainment.
Oh, my God, yeah, forget about him. You know, that whole world. When I opened my first club in Vegas, to have Elvis Presley be at your club every night.
Wow.
And then I opened State Street, where it was 10,000 square feet. I had Sinatra, Sammy Davis, and Dean Martin open that. They were there for 3 days, didn't charge me nothing.
Wow.
What a time in life that was, right? I mean, everything.
Oh, my. The 80s. Amazing.
Yeah, I mean, just everything looked just so cool and kind of carefree, and that was kind of the atmosphere at the time, wasn't it?
Oh, it was definitely that, and we were just living it, not realizing we're so cool.
Exactly. But then, and how much was because Mr. Entertainment, he started the COPA, right?
Oh yeah. Hello. Well, that's it. I mean, that's. And I was there every night. And Costello owned it. Frank Costello owned the Copa. Nobody else did.
Wow.
Jack Entrada, all those guys, they worked for him. But, so I was with that. You know, when they opened the Sands Hotel and opened the Copa room, it was a copy of the Copa in New York City.
And Gianni, at that point, was it as far as the mafia goes? Was everybody in their own lane, and everybody kind of respected each other's territory?
Well, that's what it was about. When they built Vegas, every mobster and every major family, whether it was Chicago, Kansas City, Detroit, they all owned the property. And there was never a dispute settled in Vegas. They represent, like you're saying, they respected each other's properties, and they built a situation. Then when Howard Hughes finally got in, and most people don't know this, but this is in my book also, Howard Hughes came to Vegas to start buying hotels because the government gave him the helicopter contract for the Vietnam War, with the understanding he'd buy hotels so they can infiltrate private enterprise.
Wow.
That's why Bill Danner and Bob Mayhew, they're all CIA guys. They weren't in the hotel business.
Oh, my God.
That's how they found out about, you know, what was going on, because they knew, you know, the take and the graft, and nobody was recording it. You know, cocktail waitresses were making $200 a night. They said they were making it $200 a week. That was a big clampdown.
Oh, man. I mean, this is fascinating. Mafia Secrets is the new book from Gianni Russo. And let's talk about Jimmy Hoffa. You got a chapter in your book called Why They're Never Going to Find Jimmy Hoffa. Do you know where Jimmy Hoffa is?
I definitely do. He's in my friend's basement.
Really?
when Jimmy Hoffa left that restaurant parking lot, they pushed his truck into a moving van. I mean, his car into a moving van. And they took the Staten Island, the DeBreezes, they took out the axle, the motor, everything else, and they crushed it into a 2-foot by 3-foot. That friction from crushing that car, there'll never be any DNA. And a lot of the mob guys bit on that pedestal, and a friend of mine has it, and they put a 4-foot by 6-foot plate glass on it, and now it's a coffee table.
That's the best I've ever heard. We're talking to Gianni Russo here on the National Defense. And, of course, there's a new book, Mafia Secrets, and the Hollywood Godfather podcast. I can't wait to listen to that. Is that a weekly podcast?
I have 6 years up already. You believe that?
Wow.
I have 380 hours up. Every Wednesday, a new show is dropped. And I got over 1 million followers already. And I'm not even Taylor Swift.
Hey, you're better than Taylor Swift. You got some real meat. Gianni Russo, man, thank you for talking to us today, and thank you so much for the great entertainment over the years. I can't wait to read the book, Mafia Secrets. It's out now. Gianni,
go on Amazon. They're giving a 25% discount now for Christmas.
Oh, there we go. There we go. Hey, man, have a great holiday, Gianni.
You too. God bless you all. Thank you.
We'll be right back here in the National Defense.
Holiday season can be hectic. Finding the right gift doesn't have to be. In fact, the perfect holiday gift can be found at your local jewelers. Amanda Gizzi with Jewelers of America explains.
Jewelry is more than a gift.
It's a symbol of love and a physical connection to memories. Unlike fast fashion and other such gifts, jewelry endures for generations, ensuring it can be treasured not just today, but for years to come. Top gifts this year are gold earrings, silver bracelets, and everyday diamond jewelry.
What else should we know?
The most important step is to shop with a reputable jeweler, like someone who's a member of Jewelers of America. They'll help you find the perfect gift for your loved ones and help bring the sparkle back to gift giving.
For more information and to find a jeweler near you, visit jewelers.org. That's jewelers.org. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.